Scripture for this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 18. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen this glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, bless you. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made known him." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this holy time together in worship set apart so that we might gather as people of God, that we can know that we're not alone on this journey. We're surrounded by people who love and care for us, who walk with us, who encourage us, who share in our joys and in our challenges. So God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, welcome to the first Sunday of the new year. Y'all were visiting with one another like you hadn't seen each other since last year or something. You've started off the year strong on this first Sunday of the year. So if you're like a box person or a check person like me, you can say 1 out of 52, check, right? Well done. The Bible uses two different words for time. We operate in chronos, the Greek word, which means minutes, days, years, decades, centuries, even millennium. For instance, new day, new month, new year. It's chronos time. God operates in kairos time, a Greek word which means the fullness of time. The opening words of today's gospel couldn't be more appropriate for the first Sunday of the new year. If our New Year celebrations are about often finding new meaning and opportunities, maybe it's riding your bike, or chasing your dreams, as chronos of time, John starts this gospel by taking us back to the beginning of time. Unlike the Gospel of Luke that we've been reading throughout the season of Advent and Christmas, John's gospel does not give us all the details of the birth of Jesus. In fact, if we only had John's gospel, this is all that we would have and know about Jesus' birth. That before his name was Jesus, his name was Word, the Word. And he was with God from the beginning of creation. With God and bringing things into being, making things happen, shining light into darkness. This reinforces the idea that Jesus is not just a historical figure, but an eternal being who has always been part of God's plan for humanity. The message here is one of a divine love and grace. As a God himself who took on human form to bring salvation and redemption to all. The beginning of time. He was God's self, God's soul, God's force in the world. He was the breath inside all living things. He was the electric spark that charged people's hearts. He was the fire inside the sun, the space between the stars. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word became flesh. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought life to everyone and everything. This is Jesus. The French Jesuit Catholic priest Pierre Tillier de Chardin spoke of Christ as the omega point of all creation, the goal to which all creation strives. The more like him we become, the more human we are, for this is his world and his definition of true humanity. Jesus Christ is the ultimate cure to the nature of the world. Jesus is God's definition of what it means to be truly human, and humanity's definition of what it means to be truly God. In other words, if we're going to live in Christ, we must look into our nature, not as our false nature created by sin, but our true nature created by God and for God. This is the way the world will shift to God's original plan. The more we strive to be in our true nature, created by God and for God. Easy. No. There's wickedness, there's evil, there's darkness. A lot of those are primarily because of human choice. Some folks love the darkness that they know more than the light, which they do not know. You see, light has come, but light can be resisted. When light first came into the world, people tried to hide from it, run from it, drive it out, crucify it, get rid of it. There's darkness all around us, even darkness that enters in to spaces of hope and joy and peace and love. There's darkness all around us, violence and injustice, dishonesty that fills the world. We can't help but acknowledge that darkness. But the Gospel of John gives us hope. It gives us a new way to think as Christians, to know that there is a light greater than darkness. That's because God is with us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. In fact, the darkness can never extinguish it, never has and never will. Understanding Jesus as the light and life can bring hope and purpose in our world. Jesus has given us this new way. To think and to be and to act. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. God's Word was translated into a human being. The light of the world was born, we celebrate that, to bring enlightenment to our spirits, to bring healing to our souls, to bring courage to the fearful, to strengthen the weak, to provide freedom for the oppressed, and peace in our war-weary world. God's self, soul, life was put into one mortal life on earth, and nothing would be the same again. Not because everyone listened, but because the eternal Word that was from the beginning of time took on human form in the person of Jesus. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world, in which there is no darkness. John the Baptist knew his job was to live in the light and to allow the light to live in him. And the whole time communicate that he was not the light. He was simply testifying to the light. Maybe God knew something in this way of living that that maybe there's something in our role that frees us to live a meaningful life when we don't have all the pressure on us, that we're simply testifying to something greater than ourselves. The light shines in us and from us, but we are not the light. Our hope is that the light shines, that as the light shines, it will change hearts, that it will point people to the love of Jesus, who created all things from the beginning of time. That's the work of Christmas. That's the work of what we just celebrated. Our bishop, Cynthia Fierro Harvey, posted a little poem. It's called The Work of Christmas by Howard Thurman, written in 1973. It says, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart." Friends, this is what the incarnation of Jesus is all about. This is what Christmas is all about. God's light shining so that we might know that we are never alone in our call and our work as people of God. That we're never alone. On this Epiphany Sunday, this light was so bright that it drew these outsiders, these magi, across nations and across cultures and across boundaries so that they might experience the light that had shined. Imagine your daily grind as schools go back this week and as many return back to work, as we juggle work and family. In this hectic world, this morning's scripture reminds us that Jesus, the eternal Word, is with us. Embrace His light and let it shine through your actions. Share Christ's love wherever you might be, in your workplace, at your home, with your friends. Be that beacon of light, knowing that God is indeed with us. It says, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The light shines in the darkness, and no darkness shall overcome it. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship, for coming into our midst, from being in the beginning and being with us now. You never leave us. You give us this light that we might follow, that would guide our steps so that we might share who you are and whose we are. God, as we move into this new year, this new season, may we follow you as the Magi did. May you direct us towards where you are and who you want us to serve and how you want us to serve. God, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.